This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The move to offer assistance with suicide and hasten death continues to bounce from state to state. The effort in Colorado to bring early death to the state is being met with resistance from communities of disabled persons. The big concern is that what happens in Europe and in Oregon could happen elsewhere, with the option of saving money. The state or others, even family members, could present significant coercion to hasten death. Disability rights activists from two groups marched on Colorado's Secretary of State to protest the suicide measure placed on November's ballot. Reggie Littlejohn of Women's Rights Without Frontiers says China continues to hunt women for the purpose of forced abortions. The only difference is that now since January, the compulsion begins after two babies. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. While Congress is at recess, their failure to address the Zika virus is following them as the mosquitoes are taking no such recess. Democrats blocked efforts in both chambers because they wanted Planned Parenthood funding to be included in a Zika response. The abortion giant, in turn, wants to use Zika to promote abortions in any case of disabilities. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.